Tonight's shir Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin Seif Aleph Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin Devarim Habaim B'Toch Hasuda VaAcher Hasuda Madinam. Things that come during a meal or after the meal. What's the halacha? Seif Aleph Devarim Habaim B'Toch Hasuda. Things that come during the meal. Imheim Devarim Habaim Machmas Hasuda. If they come during the meal as part of the meal. These are the kind of things that typically you get served as part of a su'udah. The lapis and the pasta accompany the bread, kagon, basa, v'dagim, v'beim, whether it's meat, fish, eggs, basically proteins, v'yirakos, vegetables, u'gavina, cheese, v'daisa, cooked grain, u'mini meluchim, or salted things. Afilu oichlam belo pas, even though when I eat them, I'm not actually eating these things with bread. Ain't to unim bracha lifnem. We don't need to make a bracha beforehand. The bracha hamotzi potaton. The bracha of hamotzi covers all of them. It's part of my meal. V'lo lachrem, and we don't make a bracha afterwards either. The bracha hamazon potaton. We say bracha hamazon, and that covers them. V'im heim devarim habam shalom machmas ha-su'uda. But if I eat it during a meal, but it's not because of the meal. Tainash ain't derech likbar ha-su'uda leim. It's not the kind of thing that you'd make for your main course as a part of a su'udah, lapis or pasta. It's not the kind of thing that accompanies the bread. Going, for instance, to einim, figs, vanovim, grapes, v'chomini peiros, or any other fresh fruit. Ayin le'el simkuf samaches zivches. We'll talk in simkuf samaches, talked about the pastries and danishes that also are really not part of the su'udah. Im oichel osam below pas. So if you eat these fruits without bread, Tunim bracha lifnei, you'll have to take a bracha on them. Bar pi'etz, the birchas hamotzi eino patarton. The bracha hamotzi does not cover them. The lav me ikasudim. These are not from the mainstay of the meal. The einam tunim bracha lachem, but you don't make a bracha afterwards. The kinyan shabbat b'toch hasuda, since they came during the meal, birchas hamotzi patarton. The benching will cover it. So even though the hamotzi does not, the benching does. V'mitchilas achilaso ochel haperos impas. But if when I began to eat the fruit, I had with the bread. I ate the fruit with the bread together.
That's a big difference. Additionally, Rama makes.
Yes, it is. Because you see how it's connected. Ubesoif achem pas. And in the end, he eats the bread. So the Mechava is saying, if you eat in the beginning and the end. If you have the beginning with bread and the end with bread. Afilu im beintayin achem em belo pas. Even though in the middle, I have the fruit without bread. Einam teunim bracha aflifnem. Then you don't need to make a bracha beforehand. The halacha is, if you eat this thing, which is not ordinary part of the meal, with bread at the beginning and with bread at the end, then the bread covers it, and you're not going to make a bracha rishon on that.
With bread means you take a piece of bread and at the same time you're eating
correct. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Af. Lapis behem v'chulu. Things that come during the suda, machmas ha-suda, are things that are lapis behem sepas. V'daisa, now when it comes to cooked grain, af shehi ovi, even though it is thick, v'enam lapis behem sepas, and no one eats this with bread, you eat it by itself, like fireful, things like that. But since we eat it as part of what we need to fill us up, it's the main part of the meal, and it's considered secondary to the bread. And this is true of any cooked food that we would serve together with a meal with bread. They're covered by the bread. Sifkan beis below pas, even though I eat it without actual bread. The kiman she tamid boim lelapis apas, since it's something which is ordinary and common to eat together with bread, me ikra sudahem, it's a mainstay of the meal, finit poim lapas, and it's secondary to the bread. Again, this is referring to the meat and the fish and the eggs and so on. Sifkan gimel potarton, so the brach of hamotzi covers it. Vim enu chafetz lechol pas. But let's say he really doesn't want to eat bread. The only reason he's eating bread is he wants to take care of all the brachas. There's room to question if this works. You can't say they're secondary to the bread because he doesn't want to eat the bread. And certainly if he eats less than kazayas. That if you eat less than gazayis, you can't say that all the other foods I eat is covered. Now, there is a note on the side that Rabbi Yoshev said that if a person ate less than gazayis, the shame severe to be satisfied, it does potter other foods. But he says, Dogal Bavav and the Behuda says, does not potter, and Esh Lavram, and Shuvi Sikus Moshe. La halacha, if you eat less than kazayis, it's not going to cover any other food. Oh, ulai kivin the derech ha'orim l'kbor sudavas. Or do we say that even though he's not interested in eating bread, but it's common to make bread the main part of your meal, so birchas ha'pas potar to b'chol gavi. So the bracha on bread covers everything, no matter what. V'alken kasu, therefore the poskim write, the beofens in such a case, tov yoyse shivorach al hashar dvam bracha ruuya l'kolach l'yochal pas klal. Really, don't make a bracha on the bread. Make a bracha on the other foods. If you're just eating the bread to excuse the bracha on the other things, the best thing is to avoid the shayla if it works or not, and don't make a bracha on the bread, and make the bracha on the other things. In lo b'shavas v'yontif, unless you're talking about Shabbos and Yontif. The oz mitzvah lechol kazayis pas, then it's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of bread. Chashifu, that makes it important. V'nasu ha'kol tefillah, and everything else is incidental to the bread. Now he makes a note also here, generally we say you should have more than kazayis. If a person can eat more than a kazayis, you're supposed to have a little more than a kebeya. We learned this in Chashabbos, that's considered chashivas of Suda Shabbos, a little more than a kebeya. But if someone cannot, maybe it's a gluten issue, they can only have a limited amount, so even if they had a kazayis, that would be enough to potter the other foods. Sivkot and dal, could go into any v'chul. Now, if you eat things during a meal that have nothing to do with the meal, like fresh fruits, figs, grapes, and so on, v'chein kol darvah shebarak li kinuach, and this is also true, if you're eating it just for dessert, lo lahaspia, not because you're hungry and you want to be filled. It's something you eat because it tastes good. So it needs a bracha. V'afilu hayu ha'peres defanav b'shar shebarach hamotzi, even though the fruit was right there on the table when you said the hamotzi. V'afilu heimu v'shalom, even if they're cooked, gam kin ein ha'pas potartan, the bread does not cover it. Kimon she'ein shayach l'pas, since it's not relevant to the bread. V'afilu b'shal ha'peres im basar, even if you were to cook the fruits with meat, mashman v'kam achorim, it's implied for many achorim, t'sarach l'varach, that you need to make a brach on it. The fruits are not incidental to the meat. This is not like chayodim. Shekasev, who writes that person, it's poem, the guy boss, that the fruits do become secondary to the meat. There are recipes like pineapple chicken or things like that where you have fruits mixed in with the meats. So the chayodim says they're always tuffle to the meat. Others disagree. Achin, however, b'sefer Yad HaKatana Matzosi, I found in the Sefer Yad HaKatana, Shemitzadid Gam Kein Lo Med Lo Yivarach, who also says not to make a bracha on fruits that are cooked with meat. El Dekosif Tam Achav Zeh, but it gives a different reason. Deheicha De Mevashal HaPeros Im Basar O Im Shumon Udvash, because when you cook fruits with meat or with fat and honey, for Oysa Mehem Tafshu, you make a cooked food, Shekorn Apple Simis, Omeagosin, Shekorn Barin, whether it's from apples, whether it's from pears, and you're making a cooked side dish. Nirish kol ikarn hein bon l'mazon l'sudik. It's clearly something which is coming as part of the meal. It's coming as part of the food you eat to be filled. For loli kinuchma, this is not just a dessert you're eating because it tastes good. El b'teres tavshil kishar tavshil shnasim lafas v'yerek. It's no different than any other tavsh that you make from lafas v'yerek, turnips, vegetables. You cook them up. There's vegetables you only eat cooked, like potatoes. So this is also, cooking fruit becomes a side dish. That's why you're not going to make a bracha on them during a meal. Umesayim, he concludes. The Letzeis Deisav, if you want to avoid any question, if you intend to eat a tzimis from cooked fruits, you could take a raw fruit and make a bracha piece on that. That will cover the cooked fruit. If he doesn't have cooked fruit, he doesn't have a raw fruit to make a bread pi'etz on, yochat chile v'sof and pas. You could start and end with bread. I ain't some look over there. So it happens to be many, many poskim will hold that today a cooked fruit during the meal is considered a side dish. And we're not machmir to take a fresh fruit to make an eitz and carve it or to have bread with it. It's become very common that we just treat cooked fruits the way we do treat with cooked vegetables. And if it's during the Seuda, it's considered a side dish, as opposed to raw fruit, which raw fruit doesn't have any tzad to be makel. Raw fruit, you make zicha, make a brocha, like the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not part of the meal. The Ein Bechlal Zeh, now this has nothing to do with Masha Mevi'in Mat Peres Mivushon Neknuach Seuda, when they bring to the table cooked fruits for dessert. Shekoirin Kampot. The zeh ein balamoz and klal. That's not coming as part of the meal. That's not coming to fill you up. Rak the kinuach su. That's coming because it tastes good at the end of the meal. Ritzarach bracha needs a bracha. So raw fruit always needs a bracha. Cooked fruit won't need a bracha as a side dish, but cooked fruit, like a fruit soup at the end of the meal, like a compote, needs a bracha. Now, it's well known, he brings the notes on the sides, well known, many Gedol Yisrael who came from Europe said that the Chavetz Chaim was choyzer, that even though he wrote this in the Mishnah Berurah, that on compote you must make a bracha, he was later in life choyzer and said you do not make a bracha on compote. So I found later, they say pshat, and he brings it here, the pshat, why was he choyzer? Chavetz Chaim understood that compote is an extra. It's an extra at the end of the meal. You have, you don't have it, it's dessert. Like dessert. Some of you do, some of you don't. And therefore, it's not part of the meal. Then he was traveling. He used to go when he was older. He'd go places, he would speak, whatever it is. He's in an inn, and he orders dinner, and he pays for his dinner, and they come and bring dinner with a bowl of compote. So he said, if I pay for dinner, and they bring me a bowl of compote with dinner, then vice tchoyis, it's no longer a kinuch suda. Vice tchoyis, it's part of dinner. Because I pay for my dinner, and it comes together with it. So in Mela, he said, from now on, you don't make a bracha on kompot, because you see, it's part of the meal. So with that reasoning, I maintain that zich, you make a bracha on it today, because I challenge you to go to any restaurant and tell me where you're going to get your dessert for free as part of the entree. They always have a separate menu for desserts, and you got to pay for your dessert separate. The answer is, when you order your meal, what do you get for free out there? You get free. You might get a soup, you might get a side dish, you might get a salad. That's all part of the entree. But dessert is not part of the entree. You want a dessert? Separate cheshbon. So a male, I think it's pashut. If that's the lamdas of the chazara, again, the Mishnah Berurah says straight out, you make a brach on it. If this is the chazara is based on this lamdas, then bisman is there's no question to me, you have to make a bracha on dessert, because everyone's paying for dessert separate. Sivkat and hay. Vikol mine peris. You make a bracha on figs and grapes and all varieties of fruits. Hu hadin, the same is true of chazares, vikishuin, umafafonos chayin. If you're eating lettuce or squash or cucumbers raw, otzinon, obatzal, or radish and onion, gam kin serach levarach alehin. If it's raw, you should make a brach on it. If it's not cooked, it's not a tavshul, so you can't make a brach on it. Achen, however, im oichel chazer, so it's not a bas gedom im basar. If you're eating the lettuce, radish, and onion with meat, he nas and tafel lebasar, it becomes incidental to the meat, and the meat is tafel to the lechem, to the bread, and therefore it's all included. So mice, you eat it with your meal, so then it's automatically a tafel. Sivkon vav, ayin le'el simen kuf samaches, look back at simen kuf samaches, the shom nisparal in paskison ish oichlin bevzis udasso, because in kuf samaches talk about what about eating during a meal of Danish or a pasuk kistin, do you don't make a brach on that? Sivkon zay, now even though you might make a brach rishona on these things which don't come because of the meal, you don't make a separate bracha achrona, benching covers it. As far as benching comes, they are part of the meal. You make a bracha on everything you ate, that is included. So birchas hamazon is more encompassing than the hamotzi. Now if, when he begins to eat, he has bread with the fruit, what's the Lord mean to say? When he ate the fruit, he had bread with it. And he has in mind he'll eat bread at the end. Even though he eats the fruit without bread in the middle, he does not make a bracha on the fruit. Since he begins and ends with bread, it is elevated to a status of those things that come during the meal because of the meal that doesn't need a bracha, kana like we said before. Again, this is if the fruits are there to accompany the bread and not as dessert. If it's just for dessert, even if you eat a little bread in the beginning and the end, it won't help. Whatever you eat without bread needs a bracha. We're also not discussing a case when the whole meal is really the fruits, like a shalshudas in the winter. Because then we don't care if at the end you eat it with bread or not. If you begin with bread, you don't make a bracha on it, even though you eat it by itself, according to everyone, as we'll see in Siv Gimel. So if your whole shalshudas is a bilkala with an orange, so we're not makbid that even at the end you'll have the bread with the orange, and you won't make a bar pietz. Sivkan tasu b'so.
Repeat that, please.
You'll have the challah with a little of the fruit to begin with, but we don't care if at the end there's no bread. You just ate the fruit by itself.
You still make a bar priyetz, though.
You do not make a bar priyetz. Again, he's saying, usually to avoid the bar priyetz, you need to begin and end with bread. But if this is the whole suda, then even if you just begin with the bread, you don't have to end with bread, you're not making a bar priyetz. Sifkan tes, ubesof achal imohem. So if he eats bread in the beginning and eats bread at the end, you're not going to make a bracha on the fruit. If he has no intention to eat it with bread, except for the beginning, I guess, he should make a bracha on it. He should make a bracha on it. Fine, bear locha, look and bear locha. Sifkan yud, einam to unim bracha. Even though in the middle you eat it without bread, it doesn't need a bracha. V'achorim kasvi, v'achorim right. To royal izor l'chadchila, the proper way to be careful is, kishahu v'lefan of peres d'chasuda, that if fruits are brought during a meal, the lapis when it's to accompany the meal, to accompany the bread. Shivarach mitchil aleim kolam shiyachlim past. Really, just make a burpee eitz. That's the best thing. The least shaila is to make a burpee eitz. Make a burpee eitz on the fresh fruit before you have any bread. V'yirachlim kitzas v'ni'asim. Eat a little by itself. V'achach yuchel lechol beinim past bein below past. Then we don't care if you eat it with bread or without bread. Kiyeshim rishonim, because there are rishonim, the side who hold. Da'afilim oichel techila v'sof and past. That even if you do eat the fruit with bread at the beginning and end, if you eat it in the middle without bread, we don't pass that way, but there are such shitas. Now, if you didn't make a bracha up front on the fruits, you could eat it with the bread at the beginning and the end. Just make sure you begin and end with the bread, and that is following the view of the Shulchan Aruch. However, if the meal begins and the essence of the meal is fruits, as the kuliyama afilim oichel achav pas, and everyone agrees that as long as I begin with bread, even if I don't have bread later, ain't sarach levarach, you don't need to make a bracha on the fruit. K'moshe kasef gimel, like a ratan sef gimel. Im ochel pastil shmamula in peros, if you have like a knish, a dough, and it's filled with fruits, ain't sarach levarach pas, you do not make a bracha on the fruit. The nitbom him lekemach, they are secondary to the flour in the pie. Exactly. Look back at Simakov Samaches Mishbura. That's the whole discussion about these filled pastries without a meal and during a meal.
But